This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has named Ford Vice President Stephen Biegun as special representative to North Korea. The executive and former national security staffer is joining the administration at a time of intense focus on U.S. efforts to force North Korea to dismantle its nuclear weapons program. Mr. Pompeo spoke about the appointment.
Steve is taking the reins of a great team effort. The State Department has already done excellent work in implementing and sustaining the pressure campaign, putting together the first ever leader-level summit in Singapore, and laying the groundwork to hold North Korea accountable to the promises that Chairman Kim has made.
At Ford, Biegun oversaw the carmaker's international government relations. U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton says he warned his Russian counterpart not to interfere in the U.S. midterm elections in November.
I made it clear that we wouldn't tolerate meddling in 2018 and that we were prepared to take necessary steps to prevent it from happening.
U.S. has already imposed economic sanctions against Russia over its interference in the 2016 U.S. presidential election. An American mother brought back from a detention camp in Syria is being charged with willingly aiding the Islamic State. Samantha Elassani and her four children are back in the U.S. Elassani is accused of providing material support and helping two others join IS. This was supposed to be the poll that set Zimbabwe free from the longtime, increasingly oppressive rule of Robert Mugabe. But the July 30th election has only produced protest in which security forces fatally shot at least six people. A legal challenge is in the high courts. This is VOA News. President Trump has begun to speak publicly about the possibility of being impeached, the way Congress can start to remove a president from office. He says he does not understand why he might be impeached since he has, in his own words, done a great job. Impeachment talk has increased over the past 2 days after Mr. Trump's former campaign manager, Paul Manafort, was convicted of 8 counts of fraud by a federal court. Also, the president's longtime attorney, Michael Cohen, entered a plea in federal court, admitting he had paid hush money during the final days of the 2016 presidential campaign to two women who said they had affairs with Donald Trump and that he did so at Mr. Trump's direction. Meantime, U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions has hit back at President Trump after he criticized Sessions' running of the Justice Department. That story now from AP Sagar Magani.
Sessions has long been a Trump target, and on Fox and Friends, the president all but said Sessions has been a disappointment since the beginning.
I put an attorney general that never took control of the Justice Department, Jeff Sessions.
He says Sessions only got the job because the president felt loyalty to him as an original supporter. Sessions responded he took control of the Justice Department the day he was sworn in, and its actions will not be improperly influenced by political considerations. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Hurricane Lane soaked Hawaii's Big Island, dumping 30 centimeters of rain in 12 hours. Residents there stocking up on supplies to try to protect their homes ahead of the state's first hurricane since 1992. Storm has been downgraded to a Category 3 with sustained winds of 201 kilometers per hour. U.S. National Weather Service warns some areas could see up to 76 centimeters of rain before the system passes. David Ige is the governor of Hawaii.
Want everyone to continue to be prepared and respond. Stay in contact with friends and families. If you feel shelter in place as the first option, if you feel that you're not in a safe place, then seek shelter in one of the many emergency shelters that have been open.
Storm is passing to the south of the Big Island of Hawaii and is due to brush the Pacific Island state as it moves south along the island chain. However, officials warn that any glancing blow could cause significant harm. And a weakening typhoon is brushing Seoul, South Korea, after battering the southern part of that country with heavy rain and high winds, leaving one person missing, large number of damaged buildings, canceled flights, and power outages. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com and on the VOA mobile app. I'm Steve Norman, VOA News.